morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today we're going to be in the book of Acts, chapter 14, and we're going to pick up in verse 21. Now, the thought for today's message is self-denial. Now, this world wants to teach us that everything is about ourselves, that we get what's owed to us. And this world teaches us to live a very selfish, self-centered life. But that is the absolute opposite of what Christianity is about. For Jesus said in Luke 9:23 that if any man cometh after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So for us to live the true Christian life, we must understand and practice the concept of self-denial so that we're not living a selfish, self-centered life and we're serving our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, when we pick up here in verse 21 of Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas is in Derbe. And it says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many. Now, here's what I find very interesting about this first phrase of verse 21. They had preached salvation to the city of Derbe. They had preached the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no doubt many had come to be saved. But after Paul and Barnabas preached, did they move on? No, they didn't move on. They stayed and taught the people. After they're saved, they stayed and taught them the ways of God, taught them that the Word of God is to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. It is medicine for their souls. It is the manual of our life. And if we will just live by God's Word, we can walk in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So Paul and Barnabas, they denied themselves, if you will, and they stayed at Derbe and they taught many. Because what we have to understand, at Lystra, there were Jews following them from Antioch and from Iconium. And at Lystra, Paul was took outside of the city and stoned and left for dead. But see, then Paul arose and went right back into the city of Lystra. And then the next day, Paul and Barnabas leaves to go to Derbe. So even if they would have had people following them when they were at Derbe, did they preach and then the next day hit the road? No, they stayed. They taught. They got these people grounded. And then it says, and they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. So they went right back into the cities where at Lystra they were stoned. Paul was stoned and left for dead. At Iconium, there was a plot to stone them, but they became aware of it, and that's when they fled to Lystra. And at Antioch, they faced persecution. We don't know for sure if it was violent persecution, but they did face persecution. And here they go right back into the cities. The difference is they didn't go to the synagogues. They went to the churches that they had planted. And it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that they must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Now, if we're going to face much tribulation, if we're going to face persecution, there has to be some self-denial, some surrender, some giving up of ourself, and so that we can endure by the grace of God, that we endure these things by surrendering ourselves, denying ourselves, and letting the power of God work in our lives. For Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Except ye abide in me and me in you, ye can do nothing. And that is so true. friends, Christian friend, frustrated Christian friend out there, if you're trying to live this Christian life in your own power and in your own strength, you must surrender to fervent, expedient study of God's Word. Lose yourself in God's Word. Bury yourself in God's Word. Pray. Pray exceedingly. Pray expediently, and let the Holy Spirit fight the battle for you. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So we must learn to deny ourselves so we can walk in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, as we go into verse 23, and it says, and when they had ordained them elders in every church that they had planted in this first mission trip, in Lystra, Iconium, Derbe, and Antioch, it says, and when they had ordained elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Now, let's really think about what verse 23 says. It says, and when they had ordained, so they had been elders that had been identified at each church that, yes, we're going to ordain these men and they're going to be elders in the church. They're going to be servants from the church. But how did Paul and Barnabas go about it? It says, and had prayed with fasting. Now, they just didn't pray about these men being ordained. They fasted. So what they were doing, they were teaching self-denial to these churches. They were teaching that you must deny yourself. You must deny yourself and serve your fellow man. You must put your brother ahead of yourself. Just like when Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, he gave himself up to benefit me, to benefit you, to benefit anyone who would believe on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So friends, we must learn to deny ourselves so we can benefit our brothers and sisters in Christ and serve them, put them ahead of us, and love them and cherish them and love them just the way that Christ loved us. So Paul and Barnabas was teaching during these ordination services. They weren't just fasting from the fact. A lot of times when we hear the word fasting, we automatically think that, oh, you just go a certain period of time without eating. Well, the truth of the matter is you go a certain period of time without eating to cleanse your body. And during that time you're not eating, you're supposed to be in prayer and communion with God. Now, the thing about fasting, that's the surface meaning of it. But when you get down to the real meat of what fasting really means, it's about self-denial. It's about denying yourself and serving and putting God first, putting your fellow man first, and denying yourself just like Christ did when he met our need for salvation, and that's how we are to serve God. But see, if we stop and think about it, if we're living a selfish, self-centered life, we must ask ourselves, what's the point? What's the point about life? If it's just gimme, 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 I want this, I want that. And what's the point about life? We're not benefiting anyone. We're not serving anyone. We're serving ourselves. It's very selfish. It's very self-centered. And that's exactly how Satan wants us to live our life, because he doesn't want us to be a witness. He doesn't want us to be a light to anyone, especially a lost person. For if we'll learn to deny ourselves, crucify that flesh, put down this flesh, and be a light, a shining light for the Lord Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world, yes, then we become a benefit to others. But friends, Paul and Barnabas was teaching during these ordination services, they were teaching the concept of self-denial. And it says, And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Now, Paul and Barnabas wasn't done yet. And it says, and after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Now, what I want you to think about here is how, out of all the persecution and out of the violence and stuff that they experienced on this first mission trip, it says in verse 26 that they fulfilled that work. How did they fulfill that work? They fulfilled it by the grace of God. And God granted that grace to them because both of them denied themselves. They surrendered themselves to the work of God, and God gave them grace. He didn't promise them it was going to be easy. He didn't say anything about that, but he gave them the grace to endure whatever suffering came their way so that that work can be fulfilled. And friends, that's what you and I need to understand, that our work's not going to be easy. We're going to come up against opposition. We're going to come up against persecution, but we must learn to deny ourselves and let the grace of God work in us so that we can fulfill the work that he has set before us. And it says in verse 27, it says, and when they were come and had gathered the church together. This is the church at Antioch. Not the Antioch in Galatia, but the Antioch where they were sent out to be missionaries. It says, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. So, as a result of their self-denial and their complete surrender to God and God's grace working through them, they were able to celebrate what the work that God had done through them with the church at Antioch. Friends, there's going to come a day, if you're truly born again, there's going to come a day when we get to heaven that we're truly going to be able to celebrate the grace of God. When our faith will end in sight, we will be able to celebrate him. We will be able to look him straight in the eye. We will be able to take every reward that he may have granted to us and cast it at his feet, and we will fall on bended knee and cry, holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. That's when we will truly be able to celebrate the grace of God. That's why we are to put our affection on things above, because, friends, there's coming a day that we will see him. Our faith will end in sight. Right now, we've seen him with an eye of faith, but there will come a day, friends, that we will look him in the eye. And I have wondered many times what I'm going to say to him when I see him, when I see him face to face. And the only thing I can think of that if I'm able to say anything to him is look at my Lord and say, Lord, why me? Why me? Why would you take time to save a wretched sinner like me? And that's the only thing I can think of. But friends, there's going to come a day that we're truly going to be able to celebrate. And we need to set our affection on that. We need to set our sights on that. And we need to lose ourselves in God's word and let God's word be the medicine to our soul, the lamp unto our feet, and the light unto our path. But friends, we must first learn that concept of self-denial. And that's today's message. As I'm out of time, I hope something has been said that will help you grow closer to your Savior. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.